I wanted to share with you a technique that I used a lot whenever I was approaching, especially in the beginning, and I felt really sort of uncomfortable approaching, and I didn't really know if I was going to be able to feel comfortable talking to a woman that I'd never met before. I had a whole series of things that I would do. I've tried all the pickup line stuff. That stuff didn't really work for me, and it just felt fake for me. So I kind of came up with a whole new series of different types of things I would say to a woman in order to break the ice. And they ended up becoming what are called banter lines. And the banter lines are brilliant. They're brilliant. The idea of a banter line is that you say something that doesn't necessarily make a whole lot of logical sense, but it instead of making logical sense, it makes emotional sense, right? So instead of having to have a conversation, a pickup line is inherently flawed because you think men think that it's going to get a woman in bed, and it just doesn't do that. But what it does do is it does open her up and creates attraction. Attraction is not getting a woman in bed. Attraction is the beginning, which is curiosity. Now, as men, our natural thought is to be, hey man, we see a guy really who's really good with women, and we see him really succeed with women. We say, what'd you say to her? You know, what'd you say? So we can go up and we can say it next time, and it might work. And there are things that if you do say it, they work a little bit better. And I'm going to tell you one thing that I use personally, and I taught my coaches to use as well when we go out and take guys out in field to actually teach them. I'll teach you a technique that I taught my coaches so that they would not get rejected as much, and they could approach with the students around, and they would be a little bit, they would have a higher chance of success. And this is called the Runaway Awesome Guy, and that's what the title of this video is. It's called the Runaway Awesome Guy. And this technique is really great. It doesn't require you to say anything kind of sleazy or weird. It's very simple. You walk into a bar or a restaurant or wherever, probably a bar at this point, because you want to be in a place where you can actually walk past someone. Really, you can use it in any situation, though. But you have to have a destination where you can sort of go out of the way afterwards and disappear for a second and then come back. So if you're walking in a park and you use this technique, it probably wouldn't work because I'll explain why in a moment. You'll probably see why. So the Runaway Awesome Guy technique requires you to do really two things. It requires you to do what's called a drive-by, which is where you walk by and you say something and then you keep going. Then requires you to stay there and then turn around and come back and join back up later on. So here's how the Runaway Awesome Guy looks. You walk up to a girl and you've never met her before, and you sort of smile and you catch eyes with her, and even if you don't, you sort of gently touch her on the shoulder until she turns around and you go, hey, how's it going? And then you immediately don't let her talk. You go, oh, just one second, I'll be right back. It's important that you change your facial features to sort of be in line with this. Just one second, I'll be right back. And then you leave. You don't stay there. You don't try to get a reaction. You don't look at her as you're walking away. You just go, one second, I'll be right back. And then you split. All right? So what this does, as soon as you leave, you walk, just try to go to the bathroom or someplace away, right? Try to actually go somewhere where they can't see you. And don't keep looking back. Don't look back once. Just know it's either working or it's not for you. So it doesn't really matter. If you look back, you start to ruin the chances regardless. So don't do that. So instead, continue to do your thing, sort of talk to a couple other people if you want. Don't take too long, maybe 45 seconds to a couple minutes, gone. And then turn around. So the way this works is as soon as you leave and you say this, the same thing happens to every single girl. They all go, who was that guy? And they go, do you know that guy? Do we know that guy? Is he someone that we know? Who is he? Should we know who he is? And they sort of talk amongst themselves, especially if it's more than one girl. And they kind of get this sort of game rolling in their head where they're not really sure if they know you, and they're trying to figure out who you are. Are you someone they do know? Should they remember you? Are you famous or something? Now that they look at you, maybe you do look a little bit familiar. They kind of go through this whole process in their heads. And what they're doing subconsciously is they are investing emotionally in you. Everyone is investing emotionally in you, and that's ultimately all you need them to do in order to create attraction. Now they're curious. And so the curiosity is building, and it's building. And then you come back and you say, hey, all right, cool, I'm back. How you guys doing? And they all look at you and go, do we know you? And then you go, no, you don't know me. No, my name is Joshua. So nice to meet you. I just thought I'd come back and talk to you again. You know, and so immediately it's like all the tension is relieved. It's very rarely messes up. I mean, I've only had this blow up in my face a couple times. When it does blow up in my face, though, it's pretty funny because usually, you know, what are you doing wrong? Nothing. You're not trying to trick them into anything. You're not trying to get them in bed. You're just trying to introduce yourself and sort of break the ice. And it's not like a sneaky, sleazy kind of way of doing it. It's a really comfortable and confident way of doing it. So I've had this work with tremendous success for me. Again, it's one of those techniques that I've taught my coaches so that they would actually have better success in the field in front of my clients. Because I mean, you can imagine if you go out with a coach and they take you out and you watch them and they just get blown out by every single girl they approach. Eventually, at the end of the day, you're going to go, this guy doesn't know what he's doing. And so I would teach this to the coaches, and I'd love to teach it to my students, but most of my students either weren't ready or I was bound under contract to not teach that technique, so I didn't do it at the time. But now I'm totally comfortable teaching you. It's really great. It's one of those secret techniques, and I really like it a lot. Go out, use it as much as you want. It's not kind of a fail-safe. I mean, it will work most of the time. I found that it has. But every once in a while, it still won't work, and that's kind of how it is. You have that question mark always whenever you're approaching. That's kind of what makes it exciting for me. So try it out as many times as you want to. You'll probably have try it out with great success. And go ahead and post below what you think about it. And it, when you use it, which I implore you to use, if you use it, please do. And come back and post a comment below and tell us how it went. Also, you can go in the community. You can talk about it there. But really importantly, I want you to post the comments below, and I'll sort of walk you through, if you have any questions as well, about any specific situations and any other questions or comments you have. So please go ahead and do that, and I will see you in the next video. Thanks a lot.